The saga of Diddy's downfall continues as the feds relentlessly pursue evidence against the once untouchable mogul. His elaborate mansions have been raided, revealing a treasure trove of incriminating footage. Even his closest confidants and associates are turning against him, with Cassie distancing herself and revealing disturbing details of Diddy's twisted ways. Thanks to his obsession with recording himself committing illegal activities, there is now a collection of tapes featuring not only Diddy, but also other big names in the industry, all recorded without their knowledge or consent. And it seems Diddy went to extreme lengths to cover his tracks, installing secret cameras throughout his properties, even in the bathrooms. But the truth always finds its way to the surface, as our fearless investigator uncovers explicit tapes of Beyoncé and Jay-Z, among many other A-listers caught in compromising positions. It appears that Diddy's reign of power has come to an end, as karma catches up to him in the form of solid evidence and a relentless federal investigation. As the tea is spilled, we're left with a bitter taste in our mouths. According to sources, Diddy may have snitched on Jay-Z in order to save himself from legal trouble. But this feud goes deeper than just betrayal between former friends. Rumors swirl that Diddy and the authorities are working together to take down Jay-Z, all stemming from past grudges and secrets within the cutthroat music industry. But it's not just about these two hip-hop giants. Many other celebrities are living double lives and hiding their true selves from the public eye. And for Beyoncé, who has always been aware of her husband's questionable actions, this scandal is her chance to break free from a marriage tainted with infidelity and lies. The streets have been buzzing for months, speculating about the truth behind Beyoncé and Jay-Z's relationship. Blogger Storm Monroe has been dropping bombshells since January, revealing that they may not be as solid as they seem. Could both parties have their own hidden agendas, with no love lost between them? But it's not just about cheating scandals. Past secrets are resurfacing and threatening to bring down the entire industry. And in a world where money and power reign supreme, things could get ugly very quickly. But hold on to your seats, because what you're about to hear will make your jaw drop. Welcome to No Tears for Black Girls, crafted by renowned writer John Reedberg and brought to life by the talented Samantha Paul. Listen in, subscribe, or tap in on the Alive podcast app for exclusive content. Have a case or topic you want us to delve into? Head to our website, notearsforblackgirls.com, or send us an email at notearsforblackgirls@gmail.com.
Wait a minute. Breaking news. Actually, it's not breaking because I said this shit last year on that motherfucking blue couch. And I've been saying it, but it's breaking news when somebody else say it, because of course, don't nobody want to give me fucking credit for shit. Now, and don't nobody get no fuck about Beyoncé. She's doing far worse things than bleaching her skin. I promise you that. That bitch is getting divorced because she don't want to be called as a material witness or be named as an accomplice, but it looked like it's too late. Oops. Because the Diddy. Oh. Diddy done turned over tapes. Allegedly with the Carters. It's some freak off. And the Beyoncé high on the cocaine. And the tapes had jizz all over it. Hold on. Ride with that nigga to the end. That's your man. Stand by your man.
Rumors have been circling that Queen Bey herself has been playing dirty in this game of love and war. Some say she's gone to extreme lengths, dabbling in the occult, and even harassing her own team members. And if that's not enough to grab your attention, one ex-employee even took out a restraining order against her, claiming she was using witchcraft and manipulation to control their lives. But let me tell you, when it comes to protecting her kingdom, Beyoncé stops at nothing. And after years of rumors and speculation, it seems like she's finally ready to strike back at her unfaithful husband. Who knows what kind of evidence she's collected over the years? But one thing's for sure, things are about to get messy when the truth comes out. It's clear that Queen Bey is not one to sit idly by while her husband betrays her. Oh no, she's been busy plotting and scheming behind the scenes, taking matters into her own hands when it comes to those pesky side pieces of Jay-Z's, and it looks like she's not afraid to get her hands dirty. But don't just take my word for it. There may be some truth to these rumors after all. Word on the street is that Beyoncé is seeking revenge on anyone who dared come between her and her man. And let me tell you, this could turn into a scandal of epic proportions. Will these whispers turn out to be true? Only time will tell. Now let's rewind back to the beginning of this tangled web of love and deceit. Back in the early days, people thought Jay-Z was head over heels for Tierra Marie, the first lady of the rock and a rising star in her own right. But as always, there was more to the story than meets the eye. Rumors were swirling that Tiara wasn't just involved with Mr. Carter, but also other men. And get this, she was underage at the time. Sadly, this kind of behavior isn't uncommon in the music industry. Just look at Aaliyah's tragic story. And then we have some slimy record producer preying on a 15-year-old like she's fresh meat or something. And guess who he sells her off to? None other than that infamous kingpin of a record label known for controlling young and vulnerable women. It's like a twisted game of cat and mouse. But here's where things really heat up. That mogul had his sights set on Queen Bey's husband, claiming Tiara as his own. And let me tell you, Beyoncé was not having it. Rumor has it she shut him down real quick and even tried to sabotage Tiara's chances of making it big in the industry. Some whisper that she used her power to keep Tiara from getting signed, even though she was almost legal by then. But that didn't stop this powerful man from trying to pursue Tiara over and over again, until she caught the attention of another A-list singer who had him wrapped around her little finger. And let me give you a hint. This mystery lady could be none other than Queen Bey herself. The drama unfolded when Tiara's manager clashed with the mogul, issuing a warning to keep his hands off the woman he was seeing on the side. Rumors swirled that this powerful figure had eyes for the rising star, but Queen Bey allegedly pushed him towards Rihanna instead, and it seems like this decision changed everything. But what's really going on behind closed doors? Some sources claim that Queen Bey is ready to step down from her throne and bid farewell to Jay-Z. Some speculate that Beyoncé wants to get out before things get too messy, even if it means throwing her husband under the bus. Others have noticed tension between the power couple. With everyone involved seemingly having something to hide, some have even compared this scandal to R. Kelly's infamous drama. As we eagerly await updates on this juicy gossip, one thing is certain. No one will come out of this unscathed.
All right, Kelly, a fucking idiot. He should have flipped on both of those.
So there's a lot to unpack here, so let's get into it.
Bitch, we'll have fake ass motherfucking country. So how the fuck you gonna sing country song over a trap beat? Country is country, you goofy bitch. That's why you ain't never win album of the year. You don't know how to make no records.
We can go all the way back to when he was trying to do with Aaliyah. The Foxy rumors. This man has a legit history of what he's allegedly doing to now.
See, all that stuff from Foxy Brown to all of this when Aaliyah was young, all of this stuff is
to a mill, to Blue Cantrell,
you know what I'm saying?
To Maya, to Carrie Hilson, to Tierra Marie, you motherfucker.
He probably has these tapes. You gotta know that it gotta be cameras in
every fucking R. Kelly is a dumb fucking goofy bitch. He should have been snitched.
Thank you for tuning in to No Tears for Black Girls, now a part of the Alive Podcast Network, the first black female owned and operated network dedicated to amplifying black voices. If you enjoyed this episode, please show your support by following us on the Alive Podcast app, available on both iPhone and Android. You can also stay connected with us on social media and YouTube at No Tears for Black Girls, or on X at No Tears for BG. Remember to stay loved, stay blessed, and stay safe. Until next time.